Today is roughly, I don't know, what is it today, Ellie?
It's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday, okay.
Name is Kibble,
Ellie, tonight is Dalet El. We're now holding in Dalet El. And it's a very special time. El is a very special month. And we know, we're taught that the time between Rosh Chodesh El and Yom Kippur is 40 days. I think there's a lot of significance to that. Well, let's go through a number of areas, a number of places where we find that 40 plays a role. So let's go through those examples. So famously, of course, in the first example in the Torah, where we find the number 40. Everyone knows what's the first example. First one is, of course, the Mabul, right? The Mabul, the rain in 40 days and 40 nights, right? That was the first time it says 40 in the Torah. Any other examples of 40 in the Torah, Eli? We know that Moshe was on Har Sinai for 40 days.
Right. And Mabul,
40 days and 40 nights. Are there any other examples of 40 that we find in the Chumash? So we know that there was 40 years that the Jews traveled in the desert. Right? From the time they left Egypt till they entered into the land of Israel was 40 years. So those are like famous examples of 40 in the Torah. I want to mention a couple of other examples where we find the number 40. And I think with that, we can understand and glean something that's very, very important in terms of the avoda of Elul, the avoda of the month between Rosh Chodesh Elul and really Yom Kippur. Another example of 40 is we know that when a person dunks in the mikvah, there has to be 40 sa'ah. Okay, so there are 40 sa'ah. What is the common denominator in these 40s? Again, we have the 40 days of the Mabul, you have the 40 days that Moshe was at Har Sinai, you have the 40 years of sojourning through the desert, the 40 sa'ah. What's the common denominator? I once heard from my Rebbe Rav Persky an idea. The nugget is his, and then I think I'm going to develop it a bit more. But he drew a contrast between the number 40 and the number 30. You see, the number 30 in Chumash, the number 30 in Chazal, is found in a Gemara of Pesachim, where the Gemara says that Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad, Shoel and Medarshim in Yano Shalchad. Right, 30 days prior to Yantif, you prepare for the Yantif by talking, by asking questions, by discussing what is the Yantif event. Right? Those are 30 days of what he called Hachana. Rav Tversky explained that there is a basic divide between the number 30 and 40. 30 is the time of Hachana, of preparation. 40 is something else. 40 is not Hachana. 40 is what he called transformation. The number 40 is seen where there is transformation. Let's go back to the examples that we just mentioned before. We talk about the 40 days of the Mabul. What happened? We know that the Torah describes the Dor HaMabul as a Dor, a generation of Chamas, of depravity, of immorality. They sunk to a very low level, and the whole generation had to be destroyed. The entire generation was wiped out. And what happened? After the Dor HaMabul, Noach started it all again. It's like the world was recreated. There was a recreation. It wasn't a creation. It was a recreation. The 40 days was the period of time of recreation where the world was recreated for a second time. That took 40 days. You know, there's a din, the Gemara explains, and it's halacha l'maisa. Right? You know, there's a very big discussion when it comes to abortion. Right? So, what's interesting is that in halacha, non-Jews are considered, right, it's considered murder if they do abortion. For Jews, it's a bit different. It's aser, but it's not clear why it's aser. It's not totally clear why abortion's aser for Jews. For Goyim, it's for sure aser. So the Catholics got it right. That, right, you're not allowed to do abortion if you're non-Jewish. But for a Jew, it's not so clear. The Gemara explains that everyone agrees that prior to 40 days after conception, the fetus is not considered alive. So there's something there. There's something there. The indication of that Gemara is that 40 days is the necessary amount of time for something to be created, and as we're adding, for something to be recreated. The world had to be created or recreated in 40 days. Let's expand upon this idea. Let's talk about the other examples that we gave. Why were the Jews in the desert for 40 years? And what was that about? Why did they need to be in the desert for 40 years? Well, we know that things piled up. They first did the sin of the Egel Azav. And on top of that, they did the sin of the Meraglim. Until the point where Hashem says to the Jewish people, it's not happening. It's not happening. We got to start again. It took 40 years. That process took 40 years of creation and recreation. Hashem basically had everyone die out, and the new generation was the generation that entered the land of Israel. That's creation and recreation. Where the Jewish people were recreated, beginning a whole new generation. A generation that was allowed to be in the land of Israel. That's the time that you need to do a complete overhaul, a complete restructure of who you are and what you are. Similarly, the 40 days at Har Sinai. Moshe spent 40 nights, 40 days at Har Sinai. What was that about? Why did he need to be there for 40 days? Well, we know we're taught that when it comes to the Kabbalah Satorah, the Jewish people weren't just receiving the Torah, but they were becoming Am Yisrael. In fact, the Gemara says in Maseches Krisos that all the rules of Geras, of conversion, of becoming a Jew, all of those rules are derived from what happened in Matan Torah. Mila, Tevila, Kabbalah, Samitzvos. The model of becoming Jewish is learned, is derived from what occurred at Sinai. Sinai took 40 days and 40 nights, but the result was a conversion of a mass scale. Every single person converted at the foot of Sinai. We were created. Amzu Yatsarti, literally, we were recreated. We became Am Yisrael at the foot of Sinai. And once again, you find the number 40. In light of all these examples, we can now understand, like, what is going on? We're on Dalet Elul. Dalet Elul. It's now the first 10% of the time period between Elul and Yom Kippur. And the Avodah, what's happening now, slowly happening, is that all of us personally are recreating ourselves. Because Tshuva, which is at the heart of these days, Tshuva is about recreation. The Rambam says famously, everyone knows the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that there are basic ideas of tshuva that you know, and then there are ideas that we don't talk about as much. They're not even so popular. Everyone knows about charata. Everyone knows about the idea of Kabbalah al Haba, of Aziva Sachet, the three basic components of tshuva, where you're right, you regret what happened, you're leaving everything that you did aside, you're guaranteeing that the future is different. That's all nice, and that's vital and basic to tshuva. But Yaakov, what people don't know is the Rambam says that tshuva has three components. One is to change your actions. Two, the Rambam writes, you should go to Golos. It's very unpopular. In the old days, like the Vilna Gaon and others, they would go to Golos. What does that mean? They would pick up and just start walking. Right? There are famous stories of tzaddikim who would go on personal self-imposed exiles. That was the part what the Rambam describes. That's a way of accomplishing tshuva. And then the Rambam writes something which is fascinating. The Rambam writes, again, this has not yet become popular. The Rambam writes, and in the process of tshuva, you should change your name. If you think about it, put it all together. You changed your actions. You changed your location. You changed your name. Says the Rambam. You know what that means to say? Klomar ni acher. I'm someone else. The idea of tshuva is to recreate yourself. You're a new person. You're not the same person that you were last year. That takes 40 days. That takes 40 days. The period of time that we become into a form of life, the period of time that the Mabul destroyed and recreated life in this world as we know it today, Am Yisrael was formed in 40 days. And finally, the mikvah. What is the idea of the mikvah? The mikvah is an amazing thing. You're a guy. And you dunk in the mikvah, and you come out Jewish. How did that happen? It's the power of the 40 sa'ah. It's the same idea of recreation. When a person can completely change who he is, become a different person. That's the secret of the number 40. That's what we're doing now. I once heard a pshat, and I don't remember who told it to me. And I want to share it with you. It's an unbelievable thing. Listen carefully. Everyone knows there's a concept in the Gemara and Makos. That if a person does an Avera, he's Chayav Malkus. How many Malkus does a person get if he does an Avera? So we all know. Not that. We all know. The Torah says, Arbaam Yakadim, Velo Yosef. We also know, the Gemara Malkus explains, right? So I'm sure you know this about that. The Gemara Malkus says that it's not actually 40. What is it actually? It's actually 40 minus 1. What is that about? I once heard the pshat. I don't remember if anyone ever locates this pshat. I looked for it again since I heard it a number of years ago. I never found it. But if someone knows this or locates this, please let me know. There are those who explain the following. Every Jew is comprised of 40 different units. Every person. There are 40 units to a person. When a person engages in avera, in a sin, what happens is that all the different parts of the person has become marred, has become impure, has you've sunk. Right, you've tainted yourself by engaging in chet, in sin. So I'm right that no matter who you are, no matter what you do, of the 40 components that comprise the human, only 39 are affected by Avera. It's a concept in Kabbalah, but I don't know in the number 40. Nafsh HaChayim, in his Shar Aleph, is a beautiful, if you ever have a chance to learn through Shar Aleph, it's a beautiful, an incredible Shar, where he says fundamentally the same thing. That there's a part of every person, no matter what you do, who you are, that is untainted. This pshat argues that 39 parts of the human are tainted by aver. There's one part, one of the 40 parts, that is untainted, that is clean, that is clear of aver. And that's the pshat in Arba'am Nakanu. Arba'am Chasar Achas means to say that there are 40 parts to the person. There are 40, the number 40, again, significantly, there are 40 parts, that we'll call 40 building blocks to the person. There are 40 building blocks to the person. And that's 40. That is the creation of man, or the recreation. Because there are 40 parts, the 40 units. One of those 40 is untouched by Avera. Perhaps, if this pshat is, if we can go with this pshat one step further, perhaps we can explain what's happening as we go through the month of Elul and Yom Kippur. You see, the first 39 days correlate to the 39 components of man that have become tainted by the avera, by the sin that we've all engaged in. And what's Yom Kippur, day 40? Perhaps day 40 correlates to that part of all of us that's untouchable. The part of us that cannot be touched by Avera. It's a day of purity, of Tahara, of absolute, absolute purity. That is Yom Kippur. That is one of the 40 units. The part that doesn't deserve Malkus. The part that is Chaser, Arba'am Yakenu Chaser Achas. That is represented by Yom Kippur. Someone once commented to me the following, and this is a bit of a chap. It's not my own. I once was discussing this with someone, and they pointed out that many of the examples that we discussed, right, the 40 of the mikvah, the 40 of the mabul, the 40 of Matan Torah, the 40 of the Midbar, all of them share in common the first letter, which happens to be the letter Mem. It's just interesting that you find the letter Mem, right, the gematria of 40, throughout all of these things. Mem, 40. And then someone, the same person, pointed out that the source of this all is from the concept that Chazal said that it takes 40 days to create a person. Well, the gematria, if you're into gematrias, of the word Vlad, Vav, Lamed, Dalet, Natan, is of course. It's of course. You don't even have to think about it, it's 40. That all of us are going through this process of becoming a new person. That's the process of Elul into Yom Kippur. It's a time of renewal, recreation, becoming the person that we want to be. Like the Rambam explains, what is the essence of Tshuva? It's a recreation of who you are. Ani Acher, I'm not the person that did that Avera. I'm a new person. That's the essence of tshuva. Because you see, if you don't understand tshuva like the Rambam, tshuva is a very perplexing concept. Like, Isha, how does it make sense? You do an avera, not you, you're a tzaddik, but someone does an avera. And all of a sudden, he has charata, and he does the processes of tshuva. And he snaps his fingers, and all of a sudden, Hashem says, okay, you're off. And, right, you're off the hook. How does that make any sense? Many have struggled with this concept. There are those who say tshuva is miraculous, right? Rav Hunter points out that tshuva was created before the world. That's a pasuk we say in davening. And Rav Hunter explains the idea that tshuva was created before the world was created signifies that tshuva is not in this world. It's not a worldly concept. It doesn't make any sense. How could you do tshuva? You shot the guy, he's dead. I go like this, that's it, I'm okay. The guy is dead. How does this work? Many struggle with this. Alright, the Ramchal has a very interesting idea about tshuva, where he connects it to Taras Nadarim. But how does tshuva work? Well, with this idea, with what we're developing, that the days of Elul, and the days leading up to Yom Kippur, and culminating with Yom Kippur as the 40th day of renewal, then tshuva makes sense. Because like the Rambam writes, that only the person who did the avera is punishable for the sin he did. But what tshuva does, and what this period is about, it's about becoming a different person. If you're a different person, then the previous person is not liable. Because that guy's someone else. Yanki did the avera, I changed my name, I'm Moshe. Moshe never did the avera. Aniyach, I'm a different person, I changed my actions, I changed my location, I changed my name, I'm a different person, I recreated myself. I'm a new Vlad, I'm a new person. Tshuva makes sense. Because tshuva means that I'm a new person, I'm not the same person that did that avera. And that's the yesod in tshuva. I saw that the Malbim, so later, the Malbim says in Parak Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis in Shemos, where he's describing Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Har Sinai. Says the Malbim, what is this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu spending so much time at Har Sinai? Says the Malbim, Al karchecha hutrach lios sham mem yom. Moshe Rabbeinu had to be on the mountain for 40 days. And this is the direct quote from the Malbim. You can look it up. It says the Malbim, you know why he had to be on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights? Because the Malbim quote, Kishir Yitziras Havlat, it's the same amount of time that Chazal say is when a vlad, a newborn, is considered somewhat alive. Kinasa birya chadasha. The words of the Malbim really captures everything that we've been saying. Kinasa birya chadasha, says the Malbim. It was during those 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu ascended Har Sinai. It was those 40 days, during those 40 days, Nasa Birya Chadasha, he became a new entity. That is what's happening now. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you are in life, busy, you're in Camp Pask, busy all day, you're in an internship, you're in school, you're at work, you're with your family, to never lose sight of the period of time that we're in, Gan Chodesh Elul. It's a time of recreation that occurs through hard work and introspection. Becoming a new person isn't just snapping your finger and changing your name. But it requires a lot of introspection, changing one's actions. Becoming a different person requires 40 days of intensive work. It's a 40-day intensive work. And that's what we're doing here during these weeks leading up to Yom Kippur. I hope that we'll be able to take advantage, all of us, including myself, in the next 36 days as we move towards Yom Kippur. And we can look back and remind ourselves of what we were like on day one and how much we've changed as we go through the next few weeks. So, being that on some level this may be the last night of formal programming, tomorrow night is already the banquet. I wish you all Ksiruch Sima Tova. And it should be a great, a good, and blessed year for all of us, all Jewish people. Shabbat. Go ahead.